In this week's Cotton Newsline, four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Scott Stewart, Cotton IPM Extension Specialist for the University of Tennessee. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It started out this year, for example, in Jackson, where we very seldom have tarnished plant bugs, we were loaded, 2 times threshold. Up this direction, Carroll County, very light normally, had a bunch. I thought, well, that's different, and I said, we're going to have a plant bug year. Well, as it turns out, kind of our hot spots at the same time that normally have early season plant bugs didn't have any. And since that time, my number one call has been, where are the plant bugs? And that includes stink bugs, tarnished plant bugs, and clouded plant bugs. And it's really just been about the last 10 days, especially along the river counties, where we're starting to see threshold numbers of tarnished plant bugs. And so it's been a really slow start for the bug year.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We haven't had many budworms the last few years. This year, again, I-40 South, a lot more in the moth traps. Had a lot of calls in the pre-bloom cotton. Every time I brought a worm into the lab and tore into it, it was a tobacco budworm. And that's starting to pick up as well now. So that's going to be a real headache for the folks with some non-BT cotton. They're going to be forced to be doing some tank mixing because of the tobacco budworm situation. I think they can presume they got them.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
And overall, I'd have to classify it as one of the lightest insect years I've ever been associated with. And it's not over yet, but I don't think it's going to be a bad year. We're still kind of trying to get a feel for how big this bollworm fly is going to be, and that's going to be the real driver on it. From here on out, it's critical time. I always stress to folks that the last week of July, the first 10 days of August are our crunch time for managing insects. You can make some mistakes in June, and that crop will make up for it. You make mistakes when it's starting to set a lot of bolls, it very often won't make up for it. So we'll be a lot more aggressive this time of year than any other time.
This is Cut 4, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It's been scattered. I mean, the areas in the northwest part of West Tennessee have gotten a lot of rain. Down here in this Milan area, there's just been a band across the northern counties that they've caught a lot of rain, and the crop looks really good. As you get down to I-40, it's a lot more hit or miss, and it's mostly miss the farther south you go, and that crop's really struggling. It's blooming out the top. It's not a disaster, but it's not good. It's certainly not the kind of crops we've had the last couple of years.